SA Diary.
Final preparations are underway as we speak across the mezzanine floor where I'm sitting in our studios in Greenpoint for the very first human library. And here to tell us all about it is Diane McAlpine. Diane, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. For happy Saturday to everybody. I'm very excited.
I can imagine. It all starts at 11 o'clock. Remind us what will be happening at this human library.
Well, Human Library, it's a Danish concept. It started in 2000 in Copenhagen. And just as you said, it's the first time it's happening in South Africa, and they're bringing it to the home of Cape Talk, which is incredibly exciting for all of us. And it's a library where, instead of books, we have humans. And you can book one of these humans. You can book a library book out and just find out a little bit more about their lives. It's often people who have faced prejudice and hardship, and it's all about breaking down those boundaries and those ideas we have about people before we've even met them.
And who are some of these human books that we've invited to our event today?
Oh, very exciting. We've got someone who's a refugee, so we're going to be finding out all about, you know, we hear about refugees, you hear about these stories, you see it on the news, but have you ever asked a refugee, what is your life like? Who are you? What happened before you left? And just gotten to know them. So we've got a refugee who's coming in today. We have a drag queen who's the son of a preacher man, which is very interesting. I'm hoping to book him out myself. And then we've got also a few ex-gang members who are going to be talking about their lives and just how they got out of the gangs. And, well, you can ask them anything, really. In fact, Africa, you're going to be speaking to one of them tomorrow on your show. So I think that the Cape Town public can look forward to that as well.
As you say, the advantage to this is that, I know when you're reading a book and you can read somebody's memoir, I suppose, or a documentation of whatever the experience of a human person is in their area, and that's lovely, and you can do that over a cup of tea, but it's such a different and a more heightened experience when you actually speak to the person, because you get to understand the emotion behind some of the experiences that they would have had.
Absolutely. And there's some questions that we don't get to ask. You know, you can read a book, you can read about somebody's life, but there are always questions. You know, there's the why, there's the how can someone help, there's the human element that we're missing out when we read those books. So that's what it's about today. And it's also about taking it forward. So, you know, what our registered guests learn today is maybe tomorrow they meet somebody who shares a story and they can engage with them on a much deeper level than just, you know, a day-to-day meeting, that's really what we're trying to promote here.
I'm not sure if we are fully subscribed or not, but I imagine we will be documenting this and sharing it on social media as well as our website, right?
Yes, absolutely. Africa, we have had an overwhelming response from the public in Cape Town. Within just a few days, we were booked by about 100, 110 people, and we were expecting maybe 30 to 40 people, which really shows that there's a huge interest for this in the city. We are going to be documenting it. There is going to be information on our website, but otherwise follow us on Twitter at lead_SA or at humanlibraryCP and follow the hashtag #DialogueWithDifference, and it will all be kind of refreshed as we go along.
And as you say, given that level of interest on this very first event, we will obviously be scheduling another one in not too distant a future.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're looking forward to doing several more in Cape Town. Let's see if we can get up to Johannesburg as well, because I think it's a really important event. It's much more than just a one-day event. It really has ripple effects throughout the city and throughout people who've come to enjoy it. So we hope to see a lot more events, and we hope to see a lot more people.
It's getting to be an amazing experience. Diane McAlpine, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we'll see you in a couple of hours. 11 o'clock is the start of that human library in Cape Town, the very first of its kind. And if you're not one of those people lucky enough to be registered to be one of our guests later on today, you can follow the proceedings on the Twitter handle of LeadSA, which is at lead_SA. You can go to leadsa.co.za for obviously a more comprehensive documentation of what would have taken place today. And do listen out, actually, for a future human library event, because there will be many more to come. It's an extraordinary way of accessing new information, but also being able to engage with the people that are the subject matter of what you are interested in. Very, very good event. I can't wait to see it happening and unfolding right here in Cape Town.